This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. United Nations agencies are warning over 1 million Palestinians in the Gaza Strip could experience the highest level of starvation by the middle of next month if hostilities continue. The World Food Program and the Food and Agricultural Organization said in a joint report on Wednesday, hunger is worsening because of heavy restrictions on humanitarian access and the collapse of the local food system because of the nearly 8-month Israel-Gaza war. A gunman targeted the U.S. Embassy in Lebanon on Wednesday near Beirut in a shootout that injured a security guard, according to officials. AP correspondent Rita Follet reports.
The gunman was shot in the stomach and leg, captured by Lebanon's military, and taken to a hospital, they say. A man who works at a gas station in the area says he heard about 15 to 20 rounds of gunfire and ran over to see what was happening, but the army blocked him from going forward. There is no immediate word about a motive for this shooting, but photos appear to show a bloodied attacker wearing a black vest with the words Islamic State written on it. Soon after the shooting, Lebanon identified the suspect as a Syrian national. The U.S. Embassy is wishing the injured embassy security guard a full recovery. Lebanon says investigations are underway. I'm Rita Foley.
Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico said he could possibly return to work this month in a video posted on Facebook on Wednesday, marking his first public comment since a May 15th assassination attempt. In the video, Fico called his an attacker and an activist of opposition parties, saying there was no reason to think the shooting was an act of a lone lunatic. He added he felt no hatred toward the attacker and said it was time for forgiveness. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday warned Russia could provide long-range weapons to others to strike Western targets elsewhere in the world in response to NATO allies allowing Ukraine to launch attacks on Russian territory. Putin also reaffirmed Moscow's readiness to use nuclear weapons if it sees a threat to its sovereignty. Putin said the recent actions by the West will further undermine international security and could lead to very serious problems. A not-so-subtle warning on Wednesday from UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres as climate records are shattered and emissions continue to rise, VOA's Lori London reports.
On World Environment Day, the UN chief urged countries to confront not just the fossil fuel industry, but also companies that support efforts to obstruct progress and sow doubt about climate change.
I call on these companies to stop acting as enablers of planetary destruction. Stop taking on new fossil fuel clients from today and set out plans to drop your existing ones.
The EU's Copernicus Climate Change Service Wednesday reported that last month was the hottest May ever, marking the 12th straight monthly record high. Lori London, VOA News, Washington.
South Africa's African National Congress Party is leaning towards trying to form a government of national unity with a wide range of parties, it said on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
The ANC lost its majority for the first time since Nelson Mandela led it to power in 1994 elections that marked the end of apartheid. It remains the largest party, but is unable to govern alone. Spokesperson Mahlengi Bengumotsiri said the ANC has been talking to five parties, ranging from the Free Marketeer Democratic Alliance to the Marxist Economic Freedom Fighters. The business sector and investors have a strong preference for a deal with the strongly pro-business DA. The EFF's policies, including nationalizing mines and banks and redistributing land from white to black farmers, are viewed less positively by markets and the private sector.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Boeing has launched astronauts for the first time after years of delays. Two test pilots from U.S. space agency NASA blasted off Boeing's Starliner capsule from Cape Canaveral, Florida on Wednesday. They're headed to the International Space Station for a week-long stay. It was their third launch attempt, coming after a pair of rocket-related delays. Download the VOA News mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.